Simultaneous with the counterculture of the 60s and the founding of the Whole Earth Catalog, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency continued developing interactive computer networks. J.C.R. Licklider was a psychologist and computer scientist who had worked on the SAGE project during the 1950s. In 1960, while working at the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, Licklider proposed the possibility of connecting computers of the military, industrial, and academic complex to several mainframes to maintain contact in the event of a nuclear assault. Though prompted by doomsday scenarios, Licklider nevertheless saw the computer as more than an instrument of war. He believed his same ideas for a defensive network could transfer to interactive personal computer networks bound by shared interests and unbounded by location. In his memos, he discussed the concept of an intergalactic computer network, which even envisioned what we now call the cloud. Licklider's biographer described him as a man who has seen the future in which computers will empower individuals instead of forcing them into rigid conformity. He is almost alone in his conviction that computers can become not just super fast calculating machines, but joyful machines, tools that will serve as new media of expression, inspiration to creativity, and gateways to a vast world of online information. Meanwhile, government-funded research steadily pushed the envelope, first by connecting computers within a network, then by connecting one network to another, until by the 1970s, computers around the country could communicate online. In 1985, Stuart Brand and his associates at the Whole Earth Catalog took the concept of technology in the service of humanity online by setting up the WELL, the Whole Earth Electronic Link. In late 1991, the English computer scientist Tim Berners-Lee introduced his invention of the World Wide Web. With its navigable hypertext links, the World Wide Web made real the ideas previously conceived in the collaborative environments of military think tanks and imagined in the non-hierarchical communes of the counterculture. J.C.R. Licklider, who traveled the corridors of MIT and the Pentagon, was kindred with visionaries like Stuart Brand, who traveled down the road on Ken Kesey's magic bus. If there's anything joyful to celebrate about the Cold War, it is that somehow, out of the fear of nuclear annihilation, they developed an open, convivial environment where all people have access to all people beyond interference and censorship of the dominant military-industrial complex. At a commencement speech at Stanford University in 2005, Steve Jobs said, "When I was young, there was an amazing publication called the Whole Earth Catalog, which is one of the Bibles of my generation. It was sort of like Google in paperback form 35 years before Google came along. It was idealistic and overflowing with neat tools and great notions."